Would you pray with me? Holy and loving God, we thank you for your word that we have just heard. A word that speaks of peace, of support. A word that speaks of possibilities and wonderful visions. May we hear it. May we understand it. May we live it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There's a Peanuts cartoon. And in this cartoon, Lucy says to Charlie Brown, "I hate everything. I hate everybody. I hate the whole wide world." Charlie says, "But I thought you had inner peace." And she replies, "I do have inner peace, but I still have outer obnoxiousness." And isn't that the truth for many of us? We want to have inner peace, but there is so much obnoxiousness in the world around us. We can't even watch the news without being assaulted by it. News of with words and pictures of wars and violence, of people hurting other people for all kinds of reasons. And our spirits are wounded. Wounded by all of the unhappiness, the ugliness, and the violence. On Friday, I was reflecting on some things, that difficult things that I had heard recently. And I was sitting in a doctor's office. And I picked up the New Yorker magazine, and I first looked at all the cartoons. I mean, that's the best part of the New Yorker magazine. And then I started reading an article about a psychologist telling of her experience working in a horrible state penitentiary right after college. It was a situation where correction officers tortured the prisoners, some of which died in the process. And I just felt myself getting more and more depressed. Where is this peace that Jesus left us? He said, "My peace I give to you." Where is it? Maybe it's there, but we just have the wrong idea of what it is. We generally think that peace means the absence of something, something negative. I share with you words from a blog, workingpreacher.org, by David Loos. And he writes the following. I've usually thought of peace as the absence of something negative, the absence of war or strife or fear or anger. And indeed, the first definition in the dictionary corroborates this view. Peace, freedom from disturbance. But it occurs to me on reading and rereading Jesus' words to the disciples, that maybe I got it wrong. Maybe peace isn't the absence of something, but instead is its own presence. Maybe peace is something all on its own. Peace, or the peace of Christ, isn't something we get when something is taken away. But it's living with the strength of Christ in the midst of the chaos that is around us. I came across an interesting statistic yesterday. Did you know that since 1776, our nation has been at war 222 years out of the 239 years? Or, let's look at that in a larger context. Since the beginning of recorded history, the entire world has been at peace less than 8% of the time. Of the 3,530 years of recorded history, only 286 years saw peace. Even in the time of Jesus, there was no peace. And yet, he experienced peace, and he gave peace. And I think that's why Jesus says, "Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Because the world's idea of peace is very different from Jesus' idea of peace. It's not the absence of anything, but it's living in the presence of the chaos of the world, trusting that we are taken care of, no matter what happens. That's what the word abide means. Abiding in the peace of Christ so that we know that we're never alone. I find it interesting that Jesus often went off by himself to pray, to be close to God. And we never hear the disciples going off to pray, unless Jesus asked them to come along, and then generally they fell asleep. When we abide in Christ, we're like Jesus going off to abide in God. We receive the power to live through difficult times and not be thrown by them. When we abide with Jesus and God, we receive the strength to persevere. And isn't that what we really want for our lives? To know that nothing coming down the pike has the power to throw us? Isn't that what we want for Grayson as he begins his journey? His journey of discovery and finding a purpose for his life, but also peace for his life? We need to work at being with the one, of abiding with the one who, in the face of impending death, found the peace to say, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Amen.